attempted thing of the black man, you are on your own. You can only say that you went on the road. Good officer, come back. We are in the table as of the
necessary is a rush piece of legislation. We're dealing with fundamental issues here, the more time we take to apply our minds, when I say I'm including the department, and make sure that we come up with a quality product at the end of the day, the better we will be of service to the citizens of this country. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good folks, let's look at what we have in front of us so that we can empower the state law advisory to work on what has been presented to us as the A-list. We go right to the first page. Is there anything that anyone would like to add to that? If not, I'm referring to the last document that we received from the department that sought to incorporate suggestions, amendments that we had made in the past. So I'm referring to the document that we used this morning. Date the 12th of October, the year of our Lord, 2015. Page 2.
Let me just check that we left him with what was presented here, or we can start talking to the clauses if we find out.
Today we want to agree on what we'd like to have in the A list, so you can select the issues that you feel should be incorporated that will hear the views of others.
Okay. Well, it's just on top of the only bill.
On the top, which
page 2.
Bill. 2.
Yeah. Because our eyes, you know, about this bill was that we are very concerned with this all the time when it's an appropriation bill. But there's always this instance of putting the compensation issue. And we still believe that we can put that under Section 25 as it has been done on other areas that we've done, especially that we've given the definition of what expropriation is about, because with the way it looks now, it's more of an expropriation and a compensation bill, which this is just an expropriation bill. So my suggestion is that we can have that line to provide for the expropriation of property for the public purpose and in the public interest. And then this issue of just an equitable compensation is covered under Section 25, and then when we debate this bill, we interpret that. We must not just put it under this as an obvious case, because Section 25 is still talks in detail in terms of when should you compensate them, and what should be compensated. But as it put here, it's like an obvious thing, and then everything must be compensated, which is, and I believe that's not the case. Thank you.
I think, Honorable Member, Honorable Dreyer, followed by Honorable Mayor Matiela, and then Honorable Sultan.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Chairman. I didn't actually put my hand up, but if you volunteer me to speak, I will say something. It's clear, right from the outset, that there are going to be directly opposing views when the bill actually comes to the vote at the end of the day. I would want to propose, in the sake of making progress, that the version of the bill we discussed this morning, with the red and the blue and the yellow cards, that we put this forward as a committee. Not meaning that we're not voting on it yet, it doesn't mean that we approve the bill, but that is the amended bill that we can now debate clause by clause as a committee from next week on. But that we don't go round and round in circles and go through every page and again raise issues, because then it's a never-ending process.
Thanks for that input.
Thank you very much. I'm agreeing to what she suggested, because we did go through all this those before, all of them one by one, and I'm sure we have made all these suggestions on them. The ones that we're dealing with this morning are the ones that we wanted them to be rectified, and they've been rectified. But if we're going to go there again and take one by one, working on it like this, to me it seems we are going in silence. We never finish this. Because the ones that we said we are agreeing with this. For example, we don't agree with clause 17. That is what we're working on, and so on and so on. So the ones that we have agreed upon, I thought we are going to leave them.
Thank you.
Honorable Fritani.
Thank you so much. I think Honorable Dreyer hits right on the head, really. If anybody has got issues to raise with regard to paragraph 20 or 31, they should be at liberty to do so. I have literally switched off the moment you said we're going to go through this page by page, because we've been through that many, many times. All we need now is more input from the department on the issues that we've had this morning, like definition of property and so on and so on. And that's it. Thanks.
Honorable Jamin.
So my issue is on the basis of the agenda. I chose myself to this clause by clause. Then if members are saying then we must deal with the ones that are highlighted, then it's no longer what we're supposed to do, what we're doing. You said clause by clause, that's what we're talking about. And that's what we're responding to right now.
May I recap for members what we are seeking to do here? Our responsibility is to put the state law advisor in a position to produce for the committee what's called an A list, which is a draft. So, for all the past weeks, what we have been doing, we consulted stakeholders, we consulted members of the public, we got views, the department walked us through the burden that's placed in front of us. We made submissions that we made changes. So even if today we had to go through each and every clause, next week when the A-list is prepared, we still have to do the same. We did a draft. And then on the basis of that draft, we have yet another opportunity to deal with what's called the B. But it's on that final draft where we agree and disagree and say this goes into the final draft. So for today, I would agree with the suggestion put forward by Honorable Dreyer that what we have gone through today, we as a portfolio committee submit that to the state law advisor to provide us with a list. The A list would be all the issues that have been raised up to this point, and then cleans up all our suggestions, regulations. So the next time we meet and we are provided with an A list, it would be a cleaned up. Then we look at it and say, where do we, as various political parties, feel that something should be added, something should not be added, where do we agree to disagree? And then on the basis of that, the final, for lack of a better conceptualization, the final bill would be provided for us to be able to debate, agree and disagree. So in order to fast track the process, I would suggest that we do follow the suggestion made by Honorable Dreyer. Honorable Jamin.
So we only deal with, because as you say, we'll deal with others. So we are saying today now, let's not deal with the ones that we discussed this morning. Because to go clause by clause, I don't know what is what is to achieve. Because if we only deal with that, then let us go to the ones that we highlighted this morning and then deal with them. And then we're not going to waste a lot of time going on things that we are saying we cannot comment on it. Because right now, if we go back by clause and we can't comment on them, then let us go to the ones that we highlighted and discuss this morning. And then
the suggestion, Honorable Amir, even goes a step further than what you are suggesting. Instead of doing the other clause by clause, we are saying that the entire document, the whole year this month, to submit this document as the portfolio committee to the State Law Advisor to provide us with that A list. Then the next time we meet, that's when we look at all these things clause by clause. There's a concurrence in the House, so could I kindly have a mover and a seconder so that it's not just done from the chairperson's seat? Honorable Deya moves, Honorable Futani seconds. So I haven't heard of a person studying. So, Wiffles, I think this is how far we can go today. So we'll meet tomorrow at half past nine, same venue. So we meet tomorrow at half past nine, same venue. I would like to thank you all. State Law Advisor, we have passed the baby to you, napkins and all.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Meeting adjourned, Honorable Javier, you may leave.